Now, I'm going to go to item 3, project milestone schedule, and I'd like to introduce, we have hang on a sec, here's my notes, my other notes. Anyway, I'm going to introduce them. Yeah, we're going to have Lee, and Lee will go over the milestones for the next year or two, and we're actually on schedule with the milestones, so she will go over that for your edification and talk about some staff changes as well.
Thank you. I'm actually going to stand up over there.
Okay, right. Is that mic work?
Yes.
What happened to my other notes?
I work for the city for the Office of Economic and Workforce Development. If that sounds familiar, it is because my predecessor, Emily Less, was formerly staffing these meetings. If you've been coming for the last couple of years, I'm sure you know her well. She has actually left the city. She left at the end of last year, and so I've taken on the new role as project manager for this project for OEWD, so I will be staffing the CAC going forward. It's a pleasure to meet everybody. I got a chance to meet all of the CAC members, and I'll be here after the meeting to meet anybody else. My contact information is on the Planning Balboa Reservoir website, but I have cards available if you'd like to take one, and you can always contact me. I wanted to take the opportunity also to talk about some staffing changes at the planning departments. Maybe before I go into the slides, Sonia, if you want to come up. So from planning, you probably remember Jeremy Shaw. He is also going to be cycling off the project, and Sonia Hong is going to be replacing him. So I thought I'd let her introduce herself.
Hello, everyone. My name is Sonia Hong. I'm with the planning department, and Jeremy is still with the planning department. He hasn't gone anywhere. He just got busy with other projects, and I've been on this project about over a year, so I'm very familiar with the project and the area, and I will be stepping up to kind of fill in Jeremy's project management role from here. Similar to Emily and Lee, on the planning website, there's my contact information, and you can reach me by email or phone anytime.
So I just have two slides here that I wanted to go over. The first one is just an opportunity for us to remind everybody what the overall project timeline looks like and what the upcoming milestones are. You have seen this slide before, and I'm happy to say we're still on schedule, so nothing about the slide has changed at this point. I did put a yellow dashed line so that everybody can see clearly where we are today in March. The items that are highlighted in orange are opportunities for public comment. So where we are today is essentially we have initiated the environmental review process. A lot of you must have attended the scoping meeting that happened a number of months ago. So the analysis is underway, and the next big milestone there is going to be the release of the draft environmental impact report. That will happen this summer, and we will have more information, particularly at the June meeting, to prepare everybody for what the procedures will be to review the document, what you can look for within the document, and what specific opportunities for community input there will be on the draft EIR. There will be, the dot on the bottom in orange is supposed to indicate that there will be a specific hearing at the Planning Commission, which is in City Hall, likely at the end of the summer, that is specifically going to allow the community to provide input onto the EIR itself. So that will be outside of our CAC meetings. It's a formal commission hearing that happens at City Hall. That will be duly noticed and messaged, and we'll give you a lot of notice as to when that's going to happen. Throughout the environmental review process, we will be continuing our CAC meetings. As John said, we're going to a quarterly schedule, and I'll get back to that on the next slide. And then, of course, we're always going to be providing design updates. A later agenda item tonight, we'll be talking about the design. And so that is an item you'll be hearing from the team on throughout the year. EIR certification is the end of the environmental review process. After the draft has been published, after all of the community's comments have been responded to, and that is being targeted for likely spring of 2020, so about 12 months away from where we are now. We are also working towards aligning that date with some other project approvals, which will follow after that point. So we have about 12 months where we're all putting our heads down, we're refining the details of the project, we're working on the design, and you can assume in about 12 months from now is when a lot of the more formal approval processes will begin happening. Okay, I also wanted to take this opportunity to check in with the CAC members and any members of the public about some of the big picture topics we may want to hear about over the course of this year's meetings. So today, you can see on the top, we have three main topics to discuss. You all have the agenda, so I won't review them right now. We have been working internally to collate some ideas in terms of what we think would be helpful to share with you all in the subsequent meetings. We've talked with John, we've solicited comments from the other CAC members, and so what we're thinking, and this is all subject to change and subject to your input, what we're thinking is that in the June meeting, which will happen on Monday, June 10th, we will, as I mentioned earlier, have representatives from the Environmental Planning Division. They will be here and they will answer all of your questions about the specific EIR process, the schedule, how you can comment, what you should be looking for in the review. As I said, the actual draft will be released after that date, so you will have advanced notice. We would like to do a site design update at that June meeting, and then possibly, I know there's been interest in having a presentation from City College about the various studies they've been working on with the facilities master plan and their TDM study. We've requested that they come in June, but obviously want to hear from you all as to whether that's something you'd be interested in hearing. That's, of course, subject to the completion of those studies and their timing and making sure they've been able to vet those appropriately. For the September meeting, which will happen on Monday, September 9th, we were thinking that it could be a transportation-focused meeting. Transportation, I know, is a very important topic. There's a really detailed list of transportation-related items when thinking about the project, and so some of the ideas are listed here in the bullets, obviously subject to change. But we would bring the MTA so they could provide an update about the studies they're doing to improve pedestrian safety and the streetscape along Ocean Ave. We can hear from the project team about the analysis they're doing on traffic and TDM and ideas that they've generated there. We can also start to, again, dig into what the EIR has shown in terms of what the transportation mitigations may be. And then, of course, talk about the project itself and what it is going to do to enhance transportation or to create multimodal pedestrian biking facilities and things like that. And then Monday, December 9th, the final meeting of the year, we're keeping that open because it's a long ways away, and so we thought we should just wait until time goes by so we can understand what topics folks want to talk about at that meeting. So that's the end of my two slides. I will turn it back over to the CAC for their comments, and then happy to answer questions.
Any comments from the CAC? Can I? Just going through. Yep. Any comments from the members? We have a new routine. You'll get your chance. Any questions? Oh, let me just quickly welcome Howard Chung, who is. Let's put it on the record that he's present tonight.
I have a question. When is the transportation study, Lee? When is the transportation study finished or planned to be finished?
You got to hold the button down until it turns.
Are you referring to, so there's a number of transportation studies underway. One would happen with the EIR, which would be published when the draft is published.
Microphone is not working.
Oh. Can you hear me now? Sorry about that. I'll talk louder. I know you're supposed to speak really close to the microphone. So. The transportation analysis that will be studied as part of the environmental review will be published with the draft EIR this summer. I know that the sponsor is doing some additional transportation work, and maybe they can... Okay, so they're going to align it with that draft release so that you'll be able to review all the work that's been done regarding transportation probably midsummer. Does that answer your question?
There's a separate MTA.
So for the MTA work on Ocean Avenue, their work is likely going to span the whole next 12 months, but I have asked them to provide interim updates. Mm-hmm. So I will get, if you're interested in interim updates, I'd be happy to follow up with them and get something earlier from them.
Right into the microphone.
Like that. Yeah. Go all Lady Gaga. Okay. I wanted to mention on the Monday, June 10th, I think that's good to put City College in that one. We should have a lot more information by then.
Okay.
And I think it would be at different points we've gotten information from City College and our Vice Chancellor of Facilities and Planning. But it's been a slow process as we do our own 10-year master plan. So we should have enough by then to at least inform this project. So I'm looking forward to that. Great. And also we're doing our own TVM at City College as well.
All right. Oh, more public?
Yeah. Oh, cool. I'm not quite sure where this would fall under, but I don't want to lose sight of what's happening at the BART station and how linked the improvements that are proposed down there are to the success of this project. So at some point, I understand that BART is going to be doing a lot of change to the kiss and ride section of the BART station, and that design is in flux right now. So it might be good to have a BART representative here to talk about what's in store there. And then broadening that, there's, last I heard, 107 units of housing to be proposed at the upper yard. It might be worthwhile to see how that's coming along because that's going to impact our public transit. And then finally, the walking pathway between here and the BART station itself, who's really responsible for that? Is that Public Works? And even taking care of the low-hanging fruit, like the landscaping that's encroaching into the public right-of-way and the heaves and the broken sidewalk, it would be nice to hear from DPW, if they're the ultimate entity that's responsible for that, how that's going to be addressed so that we can maintain pedestrian linkage to our main public transit corridor.
Public comment. I guess, should we do the cards? Are we going to start doing that? Has anybody filled out cards in the back?
I have, but not for this item.
Oh, okay. Should we just, like...
I just want to know what's the best way to weigh in on what's going to be talked about at these upcoming meetings. You said you're interested in...
Right now. You can speak right now at public comment. I'd love to hear. Yeah.
Do I need to fill out a card first?
That'd be great, yeah.
Do it out.
Oh. Yeah, I think if I was going to use this mic, might be the easiest.
But can you put it so we can see people?
So far, you have one speaker for item 4.
Okay, let's see. Jennifer Heggie, why don't you? I have your card, so we'll start with you. After that, Zach Subrin.
Hi, board members.
Oh,
One of the most critical issues we brought up over and over again for Sunnyside is access along Frida Kahlo Way and Ocean Avenue and in our neighborhood. So the transportation study is the most important thing in the world to us. Mm-hmm. I do not understand why you could possibly come out with a draft EIR before you have all those studies. And City College is going to be massively impacted. This is huge. Please wait and get those studies completed. Thank you.
What happened to Jennifer? That's also Jennifer. Oh, that's a Jennifer.
I'm four.
Oh, okay. We're still getting our feet wet with this new system. Hang in there.
Are we on three or four? I'm confused.
We are on.
Oh, we're on.
We're still on. We're still
okay.
On
right.
Three.
So here you go.
All right, Harry Bernstein, you're next. Who's next after that?
One on six.
What about Rita? Oh,
here
she comes.
She
thank you. I just had one simple question about the Ocean Avenue streetscape. That term is not so familiar to me, and I'd like to know, you know, MTA is probably the roads, but I know there have been comments about the sidewalks. I know there have been comments about maybe trying to have more room on the roadway.
Mm-hmm.
I know Ocean Avenue extends all the way to the BART station, and you know, there's plans for changing the exit from 280. For me, that's part of the streetscape, but I don't know if it is. That's why I'm asking what is intended by that term, and if these some of these things are left out, can they be put back in?
Okay. That question will be answered. Rita.
Can you raise the mic?
Rita Evans.
I'd like to know the best way to influence or add to agenda items for the June 10th and September 9th meetings. I note that there's nothing up there about SFMTA talking to us about the necessary transit improvements that are going to be necessitated by the very large number of new residents we're going to have in the area, not just with the Balboa Reservoir project, but as Robert noted, the Upper Yard development as well. I don't see anything in there that would address increase in frequency or the shuttle that we have talked about and asked for over and over again. And again, what is the best mechanism for formally suggesting items for those two meetings? Thank you.
I would say send an email to me, and I will pass it on for any suggestions for meetings. Those are good suggestions. Madeline Miller. Sandy.
Yeah, just I realized when I heard Jennifer that I was sitting with a report from 2016 from the Sandus organization.
We're not hearing you.
Okay. Realized when I was listening to Jennifer that I am sitting with a report from the Sandus company, engineering, whatever. They did a TEM on our parking in 2016, and I'd like to leave it with you, and I agree with her that we really need a full update of the colleges and students' needs before an EIR, because this is the pressing issue. And what they found in 2016, when we really didn't have the enrollment we have now, that 20,000 students were going to classes each day, and this that they put the needs out to 2020 even, and we definitely have to have 2,309 parking stalls, certainly then. Anywhere in the campus outside of the lower reservoir, we have maybe 1,000. So I think any kind of study that anybody's doing has to take into consideration this data. And I'll leave it with you.
Thank you. So I'll close the comment to item 3. And does anybody on the committee want to respond to anything that was said? Okay. Moving on then, item 4. This is the update on the discussions between Reservoir Community Partners and City College of San Francisco. Oops. Joe, you're taking this? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yep. We're first.
Okay.
Okay. Is that right?